Chinese woman was severely injured and rushed to hospital after being hit by a speedboat propeller whilst swimming at Kopi Pi in Krabi yesterday. Police say the woman suffered cuts to her back and thighs before being rushed to the Kopi Pi Hospital and then later transferred to Phuket Washira Hospital by boat. The 39-year-old woman was visiting the island along with 19 other Chinese tourists and a Chinese tour guide. They were in a speedboat driven by a 26-year-old Thai man, accompanied by a 26-year-old crew. The guide and crew were taken to the Kopi Pi station for questioning. They told police that while they were parking the boat, the woman jumped into the sea before the boat could come to a complete stop. Police are continuing to investigate the incident. The Association of Thai Travel Agents says by 2028 they expect 10 million Indian visitors each year. About Chinese tourism, the ATTA say they expect the number to slow from previous trends, but still say there'll be 20 million visitors from China coming to Thailand annually in 10 years' time. They've also called on the free visa on arrival scheme to be extended to after Songkran, which is April the 13th next year, and make it easier for tourists to visit neighbouring countries. The ATTA are predicting that Chinese tourism would be back to normal by January 2019 after the downturn in the last quarter. They report that 10.5 million visitors from China have come to Thailand this year amongst the 38 million total arrivals. They say the 20% growth in Chinese tourism year on year is no longer sustainable, but they suspect 11 to 11.5 million Chinese to come in 2019. A man was killed along with his partner, parents and aunt after his car crashed against a roadside tree in Sukhothai. The 25-year-old was found dead behind the wheel by police and rescuers. His 26-year-old partner was killed in the front passenger seat. The 56 and 48-year-old parents and a 53-year-old aunt were also killed sitting in the back of the car. Rescuers used iron cutters to free passengers from the back seat and rushed them to hospital, but they were dead on arrival. And a decomposed body of an unidentified man has been washed ashore at a beach in Nakhon Si Thammarat. The man appeared to have been dead for about a week, and the body was decomposed beyond recognition. Police noted the man had superstitious tattoos on his body and was wearing a well-known Buddha amulet from a wat in Nong Khai. Police suspect he was a fishing crew member from the northeast who might have accidentally fallen from the boat or who might have been killed. The body's been sent to the provincial hospital for an autopsy. Catch up with all the latest news from Phuket and around Thailand. You can go to thetiger.com.